We want to continue our conversation about debt ceiling negotiations. We just heard from Grover Norquist, who's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, and President Obama will give a press conference later this morning. He is not meeting with congressional leaders today. He's, in fact, asked them to go back to their party members and find a deal that they can actually agree on. In the meantime, Grover Norquist says that's going to be difficult because he's had so many Republicans promise the American people they will never raise taxes, which causes a problem because that's what's being insisted on by the president. We're joined now by Representative James Clyburn, Democratic congressman from South Carolina and the former House Majority Whip. Representative Clyburn currently serves as assistant Democratic leader in the House. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm hoping you can respond to some things that Grover Norquist just said, the first being that there's absolutely no way that the many Republicans can vote for any kind of tax increase because they promised not to, and that would be going against what they promised the American people. Does that make a deal that includes a tax raise or closing tax loopholes impossible?
Well, you just said two different things there. Closing the tax loophole, to me, is not raising taxes. And I don't understand why Mr. Norquist would come to that conclusion. If you were to say, as we keep saying, that people who continue to send jobs overseas or create their jobs overseas ought not be enjoying a tax break here in this country. That's a loophole that's there. Let's close that. People who buy corporate jets, you get a 7-year depreciation, and we want to bring that back to 5 years as the same as commercial jets. A loophole got put in the law for CEOs. We want to close that loophole. Now, how in the world is that a tax increase? We have never discussed increasing tax rates. So if you're paying a 35% tax rate, we didn't say go up to 36 or 37. We say with that tax rate, you have been able to use loopholes to get down to zero. We want to close those loopholes so you will pay the rate that you sign up for. And that's what we're saying here. Now, Mr. Norquist says that is tantamount to raising taxes. I don't see that at all. You don't do that in your homes. Those of us who sit down at the kitchen table, fill out our taxes before April 15th, we get our standard deductions and we take them. And if you go out and start using loopholes not to pay any taxes, then that's a different question than raising your taxes.
We're speaking with Representative James Clyburn, Democratic congressman from South Carolina, and is the assistant Democratic leader in the House. You know, Representative Clyburn, I got to tell you, and I'm sure you must be taking calls from your constituents as well. This entire debt ceiling stalemate, it's just disheartening. It's really awful to watch what's going on in Washington, and that even on something as important as this, the politicians can't reach an agreement at all, that there's no sense of compromise there. What is going on in Washington that there seems to be so many people standing on principle in both parties unable to reach a compromise?
Well, I don't understand how you would think that we can't do it. Mr. Norquist is not a member of Congress. That's the problem here. He is someone sitting out there being funded. Alan Simpson, a former United States senator who was on the Bowles-Simpson Commission, says people ought to be looking and asking, where is this guy getting his money from? Who does he represent? How does he get so much power over 230-some-odd members of Congress who got elected that he can tell them what they can vote for and what they cannot vote for? No one person sitting out there making a living, and we don't know how he makes his living, gonna tell me how to cast my vote. I go to the American people, I go to my constituents, and they vote for me, and I come up to represent them, not to represent anybody who is drawing a paycheck from somewhere to tell me what I can or cannot do. I have no idea who is supporting him or his philosophy, and nobody else. And I think that that's what the media ought to be doing, looking to see who is this guy and who is supporting him. And why does he hold so much sway over members of Congress? Nobody holds that kind of sway over me.
We're speaking with Representative James Clyburn, the assistant Democratic leader in the House. So tell me, there have been a lot of proposals that have come across the president's desk and other congressional leaders' desks, probably yours, over the past month or two. Which have you seen that you think is the best?
Look, remember, I was on the Biden committee.
Yeah, with Vice President Joe Biden. Yeah, that was the one that Eric Cantor walked out of.
Yes. On the last meeting day, we had 10 meetings, average 2 hours a meeting. On the last day, he gets up and says, I'm not going to participate anymore. We had identified various areas of cuts that we thought made sense. And we had tentatively put them on the board and said, now, let's go the other step. Where do we raise some revenue here? Because every expert says this cannot be done by cuts alone. If you tell me that you are willing to get rid of nursing home care for senior citizens, and 70% of Medicaid is about nursing home care for senior citizens, so if you're going to cut Medicaid, if you're going to cut Medicare to the extent that the experts say it will increase the cost to the average Medicare patient by $6,000 a year, that is fine to do. But this fat cat over here who is making $1 billion a year, we're not going to touch that person. We're not going to say that you need to put some skin in the game. That is absolutely un-American. I have said that, and a lot of people get upset when I say it, but I believe it's un-American to say to the fat cats that you continue to enjoy a $200,000 per year tax break, but to grandmama over here, we are going to raise your Medicare rates by $6,000 a year. That is absolutely un-American.
Representative James Clyburn, Democratic congressman from South Carolina, former House Majority Whip, now the assistant Democratic leader in the House. Thank you so much, and I imagine it's going to be a long weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.